Please turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11, and we want to read verses 28, 29, and 30. Our Lord said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light." In these verses, Jesus offered to give a very special blessing to everyone who needs it. Many times we refer to this as the Great Invitation. Did you notice that the two songs we were singing are based on this particular, these statements of our Lord? Well, there are many songs in our book that have to do with that great invitation. Well, this blessing that Jesus talked about is rest. And he described that particular rest in verse 29. He talked about finding rest unto your souls. That's the kind of rest that the Lord provides. That's a very special blessing. And the Lord offers to give that blessing to everyone who needs it. I did a quick study of that word rest. And I noticed in the two books that I checked on, one word is used several times. And that's the word refresh. Our Lord was talking about being spiritually refreshed. That's a very special blessing. And the Lord will provide that blessing to everyone who needs it. Notice this specifically, the Lord's offer for rest is for those who labor and are heavy laden. Now let's look at Matthew chapter 9 and verse 36. And I think we will see exactly who was included in that particular group, those who labor and are heavy laden. Matthew 9 and verse 36, Jesus saw the multitudes. There were many people before him, and he was moved with compassion on them. Now, what did the Lord actually see? He saw people who fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Jesus was touched by what he observed as he looked at the multitudes. He saw people who labored and were heavy laden. They fainted and they were scattered abroad like sheep having no shepherd. Now, the Lord extends his offer of rest to those who meet his requirements. We know what the Lord's offer is. It's for rest. We know that the Lord will give that blessing to those who labor and are heavy laden. However, the Lord also taught when he gave his great invitation that his offer is for those who meet his requirements. Notice what those requirements are. We must come to him. Jesus described himself as being meek and lowly in heart. He's not going to force anyone to come to him. We have to take that step. We have to go to him to receive the blessing that he provides. Also, another requirement is that we must take his yoke upon us. That just simply means that we must submit to his will. Jesus talked about this later in Matthew chapter 16. Verses 24 and 25. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it." And then there's a third requirement that the Lord gives us. He says that we must learn of him. I understand that that would better be translated, learn from him. We need to listen to what he says, and we need to follow his example. So the Lord offered to give a very special blessing to everyone who needs it. That blessing is rest, and Jesus described that rest as rest unto your souls. The Lord's offer is for those who labor and are heavy laden. However, the Lord will provide that very special blessing of rest to those who meet His requirements. Those requirements are coming to Him, taking His yoke upon us, and learning from Him. Now, the Lord gave a message of assurance to all who will come to Him on His terms. He said, "Ye shall find rest unto your souls." I couldn't help but think about what Jesus mentioned about asking, seeking, and knocking in Matthew chapter 7 as He was coming to the conclusion of His Sermon on the Mount. In Matthew 7 and verse 7, He said, "Ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened." When we're in need of rest, we have the assurance that the Lord will provide it when we meet His requirements. I couldn't help but think about what the Lord said concerning asking, seeking, and knocking. Well, we need to follow that procedure when it comes to receiving rest. Now, our lesson is based on the Lord's statement, "I will give you rest." And what we want to do is consider a number of specific blessings that will enable us to be spiritually refreshed. These are matters that we need to think about, I believe, on a regular basis. We need to be mindful of these very special spiritual blessings, because they relate to receiving the rest that the Lord provides. Just last night, kind of unexpected, first I received an email from Carol. She was wanting to make sure that we still meet at 10 o'clock. And we were grateful to receive her message, because I thought, we'll have a visitor today. But right after her message, I got another email from a preacher in India. I've heard from him before, but he mentioned that he was doing some study on a particular subject. He went to our website and he found some information that was very helpful to him, and he wanted us to know that he appreciated that. Well, I sent him a short message back. I said, "You are welcome." He sent me another message in return, thanking me for sending him a thank you note. So I responded to him once again, and of all things, it was Sunday morning where he lives, and they were about to go to the worship service. I couldn't help but think about something that the wise man wrote about hearing good news from a far country. He compared it to cool water to a thirsty soul. Well, that's one type of refreshment. I have to admit to you, I was refreshed after hearing that message from him, knowing that someone was profiting from the information on our website. Every once in a while, we hear a comment like that. Well, that's one type of refreshment. Good news is very refreshing. Well, Jesus offers to give us a very special type of refreshment. He called it rest. I like to refer to it as tranquility of the soul. I came across that expression a number of years ago in a reference book, and it's always stuck with me. That's a very special blessing that only the Lord provides. As I observe the behavior of people today, I can't help but think that there are a lot of people They may not know it, may not realize it, but they need the rest that the Lord provides. Well, we have a big responsibility to let other people know about the rest that will only come from Christ. We want to consider, as I mentioned, several specific blessings from the Lord that will enable us to be spiritually refreshed. Where do we begin? Well, we have to start somewhere. Let's talk about the forgiveness of sins. The Lord's rest includes forgiveness of sins. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 1 and read verse 7. Ephesians 1 and verse 7 says, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace." Now the Bible is very clear in revealing to us what sin is. Sin is the transgression of God's law, so wrote the Apostle John. Sin has dire consequences. The prophet Isaiah wrote in chapter 59, verses 1 and 2, that sins will cause a person to be separated from God. That's serious, isn't it? Well, we want to be in God's company. We certainly don't want to be separated from him. And we need to appreciate the fact that the Lord offered himself as a sacrifice to provide forgiveness. We're cleansed through the Lord's blood. We need to appreciate the fact that forgiveness of sins has been made available from the Lord. Well, that, of course, will enable us to enjoy rest or spiritual refreshment. Concerning this matter of forgiveness, let's consider what John wrote in 1 John chapter 1, verses 7 and 9. Of course, we understand that we receive forgiveness when we obey the gospel of Christ. In Acts 2 and verse 38, we learn that when we repent and are baptized, we receive the remission or the forgiveness or the removal of sins. And Jesus made that possible. But after obeying the gospel, we have to continue to be concerned about the forgiveness of sins. And John deals with that in these verses. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7, "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." In verse 9, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." The rest that the Lord offers to provide includes the forgiveness of sins. And how grateful we need to be that the Lord has made forgiveness possible. Let's consider another blessing included in the rest that the Lord provides. The Lord's rest includes life. Let's look at John chapter 10 and read verse 10. Now, in the context, Jesus was declaring himself to be the good shepherd. And he made a contrast between the good shepherd and the hireling. And while he was dealing with that, he said in verse 10, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." Not only does the Lord provide life, but he provides the abundant life. And having said that, let's look at Revelation 22 and read verse 17. Revelation 22 and verse 17, almost at the very conclusion of the Bible. "And the Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." Do you notice how many times that particular verse contains the word come? I seem to recall that Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." Well, if we will come to him on his terms, he will bless us with life. And notice that the water of life is provided. I can't help but think about the Samaritan woman when Jesus was talking to her in John chapter 4. She went to the well, Jacob's well, to draw some water. And Jesus said, "Give me to drink." The woman was amazed at that. She said, "How is it that you, being a Jew, would ask water of me, a Samaritan woman?" Jesus said, I'm paraphrasing, "If you realized who you were talking to, I'd give you living water." She didn't understand. I think eventually she did understand. Jesus provides life. And you know, you can't have any life without water, can you? You can go for a while without food. Some of us could probably go longer than others. But no one will last very long without any water. Well, the Bible says, "Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." The Lord's rest includes life. Let's consider another blessing. That is joy. The Lord's rest includes joy. Let's look at John chapter 15 and read verse 11. It was necessary for the Lord to speak to the apostles about joy. At the end of chapter 13, he revealed to them that he was leaving them and they could not go with him. They were upset, and Jesus spoke some words that were designed to comfort their troubled hearts. That's why he began in chapter 14 by saying, "Let not your heart be troubled." And he had some things to say that are recorded in chapters 14, 15, and 16. And as Jesus was speaking to his disciples, he mentioned joy. John 15 and verse 11. "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." This morning on In Search of the Lord's Way, Brother Phil had an excellent lesson from the book of Philippians concerning joy. And when he started his lesson, I couldn't help but think, great minds think alike. Had a very good lesson, a very concise lesson on the entire book of Philippians having to do with joy. That particular letter is many times referred to as Paul's letter of joy because he wrote so much about joy, rejoicing, and it's interesting that he wrote that letter from prison. Concerning this matter of joy, we have some responsibilities in that regard. Philippians 4 and verse 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." Rejoicing is not something that's going to happen to us. We have the responsibility to do it. And you know, sometimes it's a challenge to be happy, but there's a difference between being happy and being joyful. Joy is an inner peace of mind that the child of God is able to experience because of his relationship with God. Happiness is based on how everything's going in my life. Joy is based on having a right relationship with God. I learned that a number of years ago, and a bunch of scriptures just fell right into place and made a whole lot more sense because I had an improper idea of what true joy is. Well, happiness is based on how everything's going. Joy, a person can experience always. Why? Because it's in the Lord. It doesn't matter how everything is going on in one's life. He can still have that kind of joy. Well, the Lord's rest includes true joy. Very closely related, the Lord's rest includes peace. Listen to John 14 and verse 27. Our Lord said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." The apostles were about to endure a very unpleasant experience. They were going to see Jesus arrested, abused, condemned, and crucified. And that doesn't sound like a very peaceful situation, does it? But Jesus told them just before all of that happened, he said, "I'm giving you my peace." It would be important for the apostles to show forth that peace as they went out preaching the gospel. After the Lord was resurrected, he gave them the Great Commission. It would be important for them to have that inner peace to be successful in going forth and evangelizing the whole world. You see, when people observe the apostles experiencing peace in their lives, it would have a great influence upon them. Let's read also John 16 and verse 33. This is what Jesus said just before he offered his very beautiful prayer that's found in chapter 17. "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." The Lord's rest includes peace. And my, don't we need peace in our society today. Well, one reason why we don't have peace is because the Lord has been rejected. He provides peace, but on his terms, not ours. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4 and read verse 16. The Lord's rest includes mercy as well as grace. Hebrews 4 and verse 16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." When the Bible talks about coming unto the throne of grace boldly, that means with confidence, realizing that certain blessings will be found there. And those very special blessings are mercy and grace. Well, we certainly need those blessings, don't we? And once we're able to receive those blessings from God, we're able to enjoy rest. That is, our spirits are refreshed. And we need to mention one other very special blessing, and that is hope. Let's consider what the Apostle Peter wrote, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." Notice that we've been begotten again unto a lively hope. Now the Bible teaches in the book of Ephesians that those who are outside of Christ have no hope. But when we're baptized into Christ, we gain access to a very special hope. That is the hope of eternal life. And the Lord's rest includes that very special hope. Over the years, I've seen a few people I believe, didn't have any hope. And I must say, they're to be pitied. But someone who has hope is a blessing to be around. Well, the Lord's rest includes hope. Well, the scriptures reveal many other blessings from the Lord that enable us to be spiritually refreshed or to have rest. Ephesians 1 and verse 3 teaches us that God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings through His Son. So while we've looked at some very special blessings, many more are available, and they're all included in the rest that the Lord provides. It's my prayer that we'll all pursue these very special blessings as we're seeking rest from the Lord. But let's remember that Jesus made this statement with all authority in heaven and in earth. He said, "I will give you rest." How grateful we need to be that the Lord provides rest. We've dealt with some very special blessings that are all included in that rest that the Lord provides. Let's never lose sight of the fact that rest is available and the Lord provides it.